And a good Sunday morning to you, I'm Andrea Oliver. Welcome to this edition of Polk County Today. Whether it is an elusive dream or something we think maybe one day in the future we'll attain, the thought of a balanced life is one that holds more than just a passing moment of intrigue. We're fascinated by the concept of leading a balanced life. My guest today says we can and is here to help us navigate the terrain so we can get there. Emily Rogers is a Polk County native, right then and there. You are way up in the books, my lady, with roots in Bartow, a graduate of Florida State, go Seminoles, and with 4 years in teaching before you went into public relations. I understand that eventually led you into a life in corporate America, and as a top exec, you were at the top of your game when you said, what, there is more?
Yes. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, it's Emily Rogers.
Wonderful to be with you and your listeners this morning.
I am so happy that you're here.
Yes, balance is possible. And I think that oftentimes we're just running through life at a rapid pace, like a hamster on a hamster wheel. And mm-hmm. we think the faster we go and the harder we run, the more likely it is that we're going to get there. But we don't know where there is.
Yes. And the truth is, a lot of times we are trying to get to that there you talk about by being extremely busy, but not extremely accomplished.
So true. And you know, we find ourselves in this state of imbalance because I think partly because we live in a society that values a state of perpetual busyness.
Mm-hmm.
And until we slow down and get off that hamster wheel and take a good hard look at ourselves and our lives from a 30,000-foot perspective and say, what's going on here? What's working? What's not? Here's where I am. How did I get here? Do mm-hmm. I want to be here? Until then, it's almost impossible to create balance.
Now, you're saying that an internal switch has to go off that says, I am totally dissatisfied with this. I am run ragged. I am at the end of my day. I am miserable. And I haven't seen what it is that I'm pushing. Is there an internal switch that goes off?
Yes. Oftentimes when my clients come to me, that's where they are in life. They've worked really hard. They've achieved a lot, mm-hmm. but they're not fulfilled and they're just worn down and depleted.
And so we're looking at achievement in what stanza? Is it achievement monetarily or what? When we say we have achieved, what are we talking about usually?
Yeah. You know, it can be a number of things. And I think we all define achievement and we all define balance for ourselves.
Mm.
And when we're not defining it for ourselves, somebody else is defining it for us.
I don't like that part.
No, because it oftentimes leads us to places that we didn't want to be. And while they may be great places in life, it just might not be what really truly fulfills us. And so that's what finding balance and achievement is all about. And it's doing it in a purposeful way.
Before we get to the meat of it, and as I said, you're going to help us navigate how to actually do it and get to where we really will want to be. That is a life of fulfillment and accomplishment. How do we actually are? What are some of the things that we're absolutely doing wrong? So you talk about being busy, not accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other things? Because I don't think we set out to do wrong, but we obviously make some dire mistakes, Emily.
Yeah, sometimes we just take on too much. We say yes too often, and our plates become overloaded. And we lose sight of what's important. And we're just not tuned in to ourselves and what's most important for us.
And so other than the triggers that says, I'm miserable, mm-hmm. what are some of the other things that we might be experiencing that says we are absolute candidate to mm-hmm. find out how life mm-hmm. must be yeah. if it is going to be balanced?
Yeah, we're stressed, okay. we're anxious, we're depleted.
We're kicking the dog.
We're kicking the dog. Our overall health and well-being is probably being compromised, and so we might find ourselves with a cold or an illness often or a chronic disease, because being out of balance leads to stress, and stress leads to health and well-being issues.
Emily Rogers is our guest today. I'm going to call her our wellness guru. She is actually a public speaker, motivational speaker, and we're going to give you an opportunity to hear Emily let you in on some dates where she's possibly going to be talking locally and you could avail yourself of that. But today we're focusing on how to lead a balanced life. So we have determined that we've gotten way off track. We've determined that we're running and getting nowhere. Where do we start?
Yeah, so it starts by checking in, slowing down, getting off the hamster wheel, taking a purposeful pause, and looking at our life big picture. And when I'm working with my clients, a tool that I use to do that is called a wheel of life. So imagine, if you will, a circle that you draw on a piece of paper, and you create 8 equal parts. So you put a plus sign in the middle of the circle and then an X over the plus sign, and you've got 8 equal parts of the wheel of life. And you look at the various aspects and elements of your life, whether it's your career, your relationship with your significant other, your relationship with friends and family, your financial health, your overall health and well-being, how much fun you're having in your life, the physical environment that you're living in. And so you just check in and you look at all of those things and you say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most satisfied, how satisfied am I in each of these areas of life?
And so you've pre-selected those areas because you're saying that ultimately those are the areas that will give us the most satisfaction.
Yeah, those are a starting point. Mm-hmm. And when I'm designing a wheel of life with my clients, that's a starting point. And then we refine the various elements and how we label those different sections. You know, spirituality or religion is often one of the elements for folks.
How do we determine what gets top row in our life?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because it's not necessarily top row. It's more about overall balance, which is why I use the wheel.
Okay? Ah.
And then we look at it and we score ourselves on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being most satisfied. And then we connect the dots around that wheel. And we look at that. We stand back and we look at that wheel. And if we're an 8 to a 10 on most of these things, our wheel is pretty circular. We're riding a pretty smooth ride through life. But if we've got some 3s or 4s or 5s or 6s mixed in there, we're probably creating some bumps along the road.
Oh, what does one say? The number one or two?
Oh, it means that there's a real desire. There's a real hunger for something more in that particular area of your life. And that signals that's an area to work on. And when we're out of balance in one area of our life or several areas of our life, you know, just taking a hard look at one and prioritizing one to work on often helps balance the other areas of our life.
Emily Rogers is our guest today. We're certainly going to share her contact information with you before we get out of here this Sunday. She is a life coach and will, among other things, certainly assist in helping to get us and get us back on track with balance in our lives. Now, Emily, you talk about creating that wheel, so to speak.
Yes.
What is the next step from there?
Yeah. So you look at the wheel and you assess, hopefully without judgment, because judgment's an easy place to go. So we just assess what's working, what's not, and where do we want to focus? And that's where a coach comes in. And a coach helps hold that agenda and helps you create that vision for what a more balanced life is going to look like and holds you accountable to the things you say you're going to do to get there.
For the people you talk with about this, Emily, what seems to be the biggest hurdle for them? What are the areas that seem most challenging, most daunting in achieving those goals?
Yeah, knowing when to say no.
Oh,
letting
dear.
Some things go in service to other things that are more important.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Okay. Let me go out on a limb. I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this. But let me go out on a limb, maybe not too far,
okay.
A limb, and say there is one gender.
Yes.
Uh-huh. There is one gender that possibly have more issues.
Yes.
With the say no part than another.
Yes.
Would I be correct in assuming?
You're absolutely correct in assuming that. And you're
why
talking
is that?
About our gender.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we believe we can take it all on. And we focus more on others and serving the needs of others and keeping everybody else in our life happy and fulfilled and balanced. And it's easy to set ourselves aside in that process and forget about us. And the truth is, if we're not keeping ourselves whole and balanced, it becomes really, really hard to give that to others and to help others be in that same state.
I tell people that I exercise because I love to. I don't approach exercise, I think, like most average people. I exercise because I love to, and it's one of the one thing that I am not willing to negotiate on, because when I do that, when I exercise and take time for me to do that, I won't answer my phone if I'm doing it at home. I won't look at the TV. I just won't.
Yes.
Then I realize I'm a better person for it.
Yes.
So how key is that in establishing what that one thing must be that you mustn't give up so you can attain that, your goal?
It's critical. It truly is. And being relentless about how we prioritize what's most important and the things that are non-negotiables is really important. And everything can't be non-negotiable, of course. But for you, your exercise routine and being in the gym is, because you know that is critical to your overall health and well-being and living a balanced life. So good for you.
Emily Rogers is our guest today. She is a life coach. We have been mentioning that in a couple of days, you'll get a chance to hear her. Here it is on the 15th, Sunday the 15th. When are you speaking at?
I'm speaking at the Florida Public Relations Association chapter here in Polk County on Wednesday at Cleveland Heights Golf Club. They meet there monthly.
Yes, and we do have information on that. But we also will make sure that Emily shares her personal information, that you need to get in touch with her and let her help you straighten it out. She absolutely will. So we've gone through two things that we must do, but you said there is a third that is really very key.
Yeah, it really is. So that's making time for fun and recreation.
I don't have any problem with that.
Some of us do, some of us don't.
I come to work and it's fun and recreation. No,
well, if your work is fun and recreation, all the better.
I get to talk to people like you. Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's wonderful. It's great that you feel that way. And to be in a place in your life where just about everything that you're doing is fun and fulfilling is a fabulous place to be.
I've earned it.
You've earned it. You absolutely have. And I find that when people are trying to find balance often in their lives, oftentimes one thing that's missing is taking time out to just have fun, to nurture our minds, our bodies, our spirits, to spend quality time with family, to take the time to read a great book, to be out in nature. And just sometimes little things like that, just an hour or two here and there, or even just a few minutes, can make a huge, huge difference in helping create a sense of balance in our lives.
One lady shared with me, and I thought that was really key for her, and it worked for her, is that she goes to the mall. Now, personally, I don't like the mall, but she goes to the mall and walk around. And when she's walking around, she is already determined in her mind that this is not a shopping trip, which is kind of sounds counterproductive to me, that you go to the mall and you're not shopping. But she's walking around and she goes through and she looks at this, and then she stop off and have a coffee. And then she gets out and she is fine. She's fixed.
Wonderful. Find whatever it is that works for you and do it. Make it part of your life.
We're almost down to the wire here, but I wanted to maybe ask this, because I think before we can even get to adapting to the change that must come in our life, how important is goal setting as we achieve that? And because we can get all bent out of shape again. Emily saying, well, by so-and-so, I should be here. Mm-hmm. How do we give ourselves the leverage to make our way through the changes that must be made?
Yeah, that's an important piece of it. Once we identify where it is we need to do the work, then going to work can be the tough part, because oftentimes that means we need to step outside of our everyday comfort zones to make it happen.
So real quick, a number where we might get a hold of you.
You can find me on my website at emilyrogers.com.
Emily, thank you so much for being here. What an absolute joy. Promise me you'll come again and be with us on a Sunday.
I'd be delighted to, Andrea. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We'll talk again next week.